said, the white man show me that. He said, now what you do, Henry? He said, go get you some straw. I went and got some straw, you know, pine straw, and put it almost to the top, each side. Get corn stalk piling like that. And he said, now you get dirt and put dirt, I'll show you. He said, just build the dirt up. I put dirt all around. He said, don't cover that top. I left about that much out and about the length of that bank. But I had a stick. And a stick with a fork. I put that stick, you know, this way. And took a tin and put on top of that white wooden cover. Put a few fire dirt in there and lost one. When I needed it, I just opened that hole right there with I had it covered with a tin, walk in there and get my potato, just like a real potato bag. Potato lasts till June. That's no joke. I mean, they last so long till they got peppy. I couldn't eat. Never lost one.
Till I got what?
Peppy, you know, they got kind of hollow and sour, so we couldn't eat.
Yeah.
And doggone, I came here that same year, fact that all them people lost the potato. Well, they didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
But you know what to do. Potato, I never did lose no potato in me. No, indeed. If a man tells me something I tried is good, I'm going to keep on doing it, you see. Yes, sir.
What?
Other people had potato houses, something like that, you know. Well, fix up with van up there, well, that's all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you get your milk now where, from where?
I get that from the grocers, from the supermarket.
And they get it from the what?
They get it from the factory in Baton Rouge, from how you call that, the Barton or this other man. They call that other fellow.
Yeah.
It's another fellow, another milk.
Well, the place where they have cows that grow milk, that
right there, milk dairy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you see the people, like over there, Lorio, where they milk, and they take the milk to Baton Rouge. Different place. You see, they got milk racks. By the time the truck fast, you see that milk there, well, pick up that milk, carry it to the... How you call that man got that milk dairy, that milk dairy on that highway going to Yawning? Klein Peter? Yeah, Klein Peter and Barton. Mm-hmm. We don't get it, that the store get it.
Yeah.
We buy it from the store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Uh-huh. Now, them people, how they make no more car? Them people don't make no more car here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the tight fence that you'd have around, you know, where you planted your goods for your house, you know, your stuff for your house.
You mean something like a garden?
Yeah.
Well, you can plant anything you want around that, such as bean, tomato, anything. I used to plant that here, but since I got sick of it, I can't plant it. Then also, I've been operating on that. I can't see too good, you know. But I used to do it.
Right. Have y'all ever planted tobacco?
No, we don't fool. We never did fool. Not us.
Or
but them old people used to plant it, and they, you know what they do with that?
Uh-huh.
I seen, who was that? The old man. He take that tobacco, he sit down, and he do just like if you're picking mustard, you take that steam out there.
Mm-hmm.
Dried good. He twist it some kind of way, and he take that tobacco and take a rope. He be twist that. Every now and then he drop a little syrup in there. And he, you know, twist it, and I'll be God dog. You talking about something was good? Plenty of juice? Too much juice. And or else he'll take a sharp knife and cut it just like that press up at the back.
Mm-hmm.
But I never fooled with me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too much of time. That old man do that every year.
He wouldn't grow a lot of it, would he?
No, just enough for his use.
Just a little what?
Yeah, just a little bit for him.
Sure.
Then sometimes people grow syrup too, but not much of it.
Sorghum?
With cane, sugar cane.
Uh-huh.
I used to make it with Mr. George Mack myself, but I never grew it. But that's a slow job, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the little hand mill, not that big mill. What year was that? I believe that in 31 we was making syrup. And I don't know, something happened. I had to go to town. And I asked him if it's all right to put another man in my place that I come back. He told me, yeah. Well, all you had to do was skim it, you see. And when time come to can it, well, you had to take the one from the back, bring it in the front, phone in the front, put it in the cab.
Uh-huh.
And just telephone.
I'm back. I wasn't staying so far from them people. I was living down there. By a bank. I seen Mr. George way out in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And the other man, that color fella, he the other way. I said, I wonder what's going on. I look. Oh my God. Well, I got ready and went on. What's the matter, Mr. George? You said, Henry? He said, that so-and-so man didn't clean that table. He said, that thing got over so swiftly. I said, what? Them honeybees. You know, if you don't clean that table, clean everything off, you're going to give it death. I went back home and got a piece of bark.